Chapter 6. Natural Wonders and Tourist Attractions. Table Mountain National Park. Table Mountain National Park is an area of incredible natural beauty and has got more species of plants than the entire British Isles. It is home to two famous sites, Table Mountain and the Cape of Good Hope, including Cape Point. Many different animals live inside the park. Table Mountain is a significant tourist attraction, with many visitors using the cable car or walking up to the top. Around 800,000 people visit Table Mountain annually. Famous visitors to the top of Table Mountain include King George VI and Queen Elizabeth II of England. The view from the top of Table Mountain has been described as one of the most amazing views in Africa, overlooking Cape Town, Table Bay and Robben Island to the north, and the Atlantic Ocean to the west and south. Bladder River Canyon. Situated in the Drakensberg Mountains, the Bladder River Canyon is the third largest canyon in the world. It has got very unusual rock formations, especially the Borkslug potholes, a series of strange and spectacular cylindrical sculptures. According to legend, £2 million worth of gold and diamonds are buried in the canyon. Apparently, a man named John Holthausen hid the treasure there in 1905. He went to prison for 2.5 years because he stole a horse and carriage. While he was in prison, he admitted that he and two others hid gold and diamonds from the British. Nobody knows if this is really true, but treasure hunters are still looking for the missing millions today. The Garden Route. The Garden Route is one of South Africa's most popular tourist attractions. This route extends for 200 kilometres along the southeastern coast. The Garden Route offers many activities, from searching for wild elephants to travelling on a steam passenger train. Two well-known parks, the Wilderness and Tsitsikamma National Parks, are situated on the Garden Route. Many visitors also travel to the town of Oudtshoorn to see the Kango Caves. There they tour deep inside beautiful caverns and squeeze through extremely narrow tunnels. Blokrans Bungee. The popular sport of bungee jumping started on Pentecost Island in the South Pacific as a tribal ritual for boys to enter manhood. Vines were attached to their ankles and tied to two bamboo towers. Jumpers dived from the highest possible point and stopped close to the ground. If they succeeded, they were considered a man. Today, bungee jumping is popular all over the world, and the highest jumps are in Nepal, New Zealand, and from Blokrans Bridge in South Africa. Most people look down from the 216-metre-high Blokrans Bridge and tremble with fear. But those with a passion for adventure enthusiastically bungee jump from the world's highest bridge. Blokrans bungee jumpers use highly specialised equipment, so the risk is very low. They have to wear a special harness over their entire body because of the extreme height. So far, there haven't been any accidents. But you may want to say a prayer before you fly off the bridge and fall down towards the Blokrans River below. The Palace of the Lost City. According to legend, a lost civilization from North Africa migrated to Bafuto Tswana in the northwest area of South Africa and built a royal city and magnificent palace there in the Valley of the Sun. But one day the city was destroyed by a volcanic eruption and only the palace remained. The ruins of the palace were discovered next to Sun City, a luxury casino and resort about a 2-hour drive from Johannesburg. Sol Kersner, the owner of the casino, decided to restore the lost city. He spent millions to create his dream, a combination of The Jungle Book and Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. The result is the Palace of the Lost City, the world's largest themed resort hotel. Its 350 rooms are surrounded by an enormous man-made jungle with water cascades pools, and a massive water park. The golf course at the Lost City is a worldwide attraction, and golfers come from around the world to take part in competitions there. But visitors are too frightened to take a ball from the 13th hole. Why? Because the water around it contains 38 live crocodiles.